Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about living out the Great Commission, taking a look at these instructions from Jesus, how we accept them, how we do them, how they apply to our life, how they apply to the way we interact with others. And I've been going step by step through these verses found at the end of Matthew's Gospel. And today we're going to talk and pray about going and immersing into Christ. Romans 6, verse 3 says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" Now, if you hear that or read it, probably one of the first things that you might notice is that it seems to be a response to something. This, "or don't you know?" And so we look back to the preceding verses in Romans. And it's in this section, the first couple of verses, where there's this discussion about, well, do we keep sinning? If God's grace is visible as a result of our sin, maybe we should keep sinning so that his grace increases even more. And Paul, in essence, says, that's just crazy talk. He says, of course not. And then he goes on to say, or don't you know that you've died to sin? You can't keep on sinning. If you continue to sin willfully, what forgiveness is there? But when we die to sin, and he says when we're immersed into Christ, and if you've not caught that or been taught that or understand that, that's that word that's translated in the English language in most versions, to baptize, the Greek is literally immerse. And they took the words, the Greek letters, and instead of translating the word, they transliterated. They took those letters and formed the word baptize, roughly speaking. And so when we think about that, when we look at that, he's talking about you've been buried with Christ. That's why he uses that analogy of death here. Now, don't you know that you've been buried with Christ in his death? And if you've died to sin, then don't let it rule over you. Don't let it be your master. And in the Great Commission, part of those instructions as we make disciples is that we immerse them into Christ. We help them realize that they are buried with Christ, that they have died to self, they have died to sin. We live that life that says, this is important. I need that burial so that I can, well, so that I can be raised from the dead. And when we live life buried with Christ, Paul says later, we can be confident that we will be risen with Christ. And what an incredible joy and privilege as we go and make disciples to watch the process of a new life being born, to realize that process that's been taking place in our life. When we come to Jesus, and we talked about yesterday in that unconditional surrender. And the thing with an unconditional surrender is it doesn't necessarily mean I have to fully comprehend or understand the rationale or purpose or reason behind the terms. I simply have to accept them. And whether I fully understand what takes place at baptism and why God says it should be done this way and why we read in Scripture of all the accounts of people coming to Christ and saying, what should I do? And the immediate text is, they're immersed into Christ. If I am living that life of unconditional surrender, I simply say, okay. And when we look at what God's Word does to transform us, we discover that so much of it is involved in this death to self. In this significant act of surrender. Not something we do, but something that we allow God to do. And when God chooses to call us His, He calls us not to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We state those in America as our inalienable rights from God, but if I understand Scripture, He calls us to death so that we can live eternally. And when we look to God and His Word, we discover this incredible act of God where He says, I will forgive your sins, I will wash them away, and I will fill you, I will give you my Spirit to help you, to guide you, to comfort you, to correct you, to convict you, to bring you into maturity as you walk with Jesus. I remember as a 17-year-old boy having a preacher sit down and talk to me about being immersed into Christ. I knew God. I loved God. I studied Scripture. I tried to live a life that was as obedient as I could. But had really had no teaching, no instruction, no understanding of what this thing called baptism was. And we had this conversation, we looked through Scripture, and I said, well, of course. It was part of that unconditional surrender. I want to do what God wants. And that night, I was immersed into Christ, choosing to die to self, to allow Him to do His work in me through this act of unconditional surrender. And when we look to God's Word, He wants to remind us that He consistently, from beginning to end, He consistently uses a variety of actions and activities and things in life to serve as reminders so that we would not forget. And sometimes it was a pile of rocks. Sometimes it was a mark in the flesh. In coming to Christ, it's a burial in water. And when we look to God and choose to agree, we find that His desire is to make us new. His desire is that we would live a new life. That we would live with a reminder every day that we have died to sin so that we can live for Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself, has given us what we need. And what we need is Jesus. And you've made this way so that we can die to sin. And that we can remember that we've died to sin. In order that we would live a new life. Father, today I pray that each one of us would live as those who have been united with Christ in his death so that we can and will and are united with him in his resurrection. That we live that resurrected life because we're not dead. We once were. We were once completely dead in our sins. There was no life in us that was lasting or meaningful at all. And as we chose to fully die to self and recognize just how dead we are, you've lifted us out of that grave and given us a new life. And so God, today, as we live that life, as we go about our daily tasks, making disciples, teaching them, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, Father, and we'll pray about that, and we'll ask you to help us to understand. But as we involve all of your instructions that you gave us through your Son, Jesus, may we be more concerned with obedience than even we are with understanding. And not that understanding is meaningless. But as you told King Saul, when he thought he would do something of his own will and desire, that claiming to honor you, that obedience is better than sacrifice. And may we live life recognizing how much better it is to obey, how much better it is to follow your instructions, your word, your commands. And how that being buried with Christ so that we can live with Christ helps us in putting aside sin, to help us in being obedient, to help us live a life that's new and transformed and complete. So God, today, as we live life, as we go about the tasks that are before us, may you remind us. When temptation comes our way, may you remind us that we've died to that. That we no longer belong to that master, that we belong to you. May you remind us that we have a new life. A life that's directed by your love, by your spirit, by your word. And Father, as we live as one united with Christ, may we live in such a way that he is seen in us, that he is felt through us, that his words not only ring from our lips, but they are visible in our life. Father, as we live as those united with Christ, may we be very deliberate in lifting him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.